What financial needs do you need to pray for right now? How can you avoid being frustrated over continually praying for finances? How can you provide for your children so they won't be burdened later in life? It must have been painful for the fathers in other parts of the world to see their children work as slaves. Unfortunately, child slavery is still rampant today. According to the latest figures, over 200 million children around the world are being forced to work without wages under harsh circumstances with no hope of ever becoming free. Yes, you heard right. There are over 200 million child slaves in the world today. Although you can be thankful that your children are not suffering to that extent, you can empathize if you work hard to support them but are just barely managing to get by. Your kids might be doing without certain things, or maybe you are just not able to finance your teen's ongoing education and they are forced to take on student loans. There's nothing wrong with being obliged to work hard, but to a large degree, gone are the days when hard work alone guaranteed a good lifestyle, or when pursuing a degree guaranteed your children secure finances or employment in their chosen field. So, you must regularly commit your finances to God in prayer because He can bless your finances so that you will be able to provide for your children's needs. Here are two promises you can claim when you pray. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Philippians 4:19, my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. At times, you may get tired of petitioning God for your ever insufficient finances. You might resent the fact that you have been forced to pray repeatedly for God to supply the money you need. Why doesn't He just do a big miracle and let you win the lottery? Why doesn't He simply bless the work of your hands so that you don't ever lack? But God often keeps His children closely dependent on Him because He knows it is the best way to ensure that they will pray. So pray. Commit your finances completely to God in prayer and don't give up. God hears you. He is not ignoring you. He just wants you to come to Him often. Lord, here I am coming to you again over my finances. I know you are willing to provide, but you also like me close to you and dependent on you. I acknowledge that you are my provider, and I know that you love my children even more than I do. I pray that you will bless my finances so that I can provide for them, not spoil them with abundance, but simply provide their needs. Thank you for the finances I already have. In Jesus' name, amen.